Romney only won about 42% of the GOP vote. He defeated chief Republican rival Rick Santorum by just 4%. But Romney appeared very grateful at his victory party in Milwaukee last night.
And here in the heartland, you know, you're not going to find Americans with bigger hearts than the people of Wisconsin.
Whitefish Bay businessman Joe Olson says it's not his heart that Romney has won, but more his pocketbook, with Romney's promises to back free enterprise. Olson acknowledges that Santorum kept hammering Romney on the health care issue for Romney's backing of a Massachusetts health care program. But Olson says that program is not the same as the federal Affordable Care Act that Romney promises to get rid of.
Well, I think he's going to have to do a good job of explaining the differences between Obamacare and the plan that he passed in Massachusetts. And over the last couple of days, I've heard a pretty good distinction being drawn.
If Romney is the eventual GOP nominee, it'll be State Senator Alberta Darling's job to help him mend fences with more Republican voters. Darling is state co-chair of Romney's campaign. She says many voters don't care why Romney got roughed up by Santorum.
I don't think the roughing up is good, but I think ultimately people voted for a doer, a leader, a solution person.
Wisconsin Democrats hope to make Darling's fence mending more difficult. Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says Romney's policies would hurt the middle class, women, and seniors. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.